In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Monday evening, December 8th, 2025. In the year of our Lord, I am Fred Davis. That is the phenom to my right, Mr. Blake Elliott. And of course, we've got our boy Dylon in the glass, holding it down on a Monday night like only Dylon. And for anybody that's ever wondering, it's actually Dylan Moore, in case anybody is really that geek to know what our boy Dylan's real name is.
They've been trying to send him emails, and they haven't been able to find
They've been dying to know, like, hey, I want to get a hold of him. How do I find him on the on the Twitters, on the socials? We just keep hearing that his name is Dylon. We really don't know. Dylan Moore. Not to be confused with the general manager, Dylan Moore.
And isn't there a Rangers player named Dylan Moore?
There is.
Yeah.
Not the same person.
None of them are the pride of North Texas, quite like the Dylan Moore here at 105.3 The Fan. Blake Elliott got the hair did, looking so fresh and so clean. Getting your got your Dylan Brooks look going on.
That is hilarious because I went into Cricket Wireless today.
Yeah.
Homeboy to get a new screen protector.
Yeah.
So we're clean now.
Still no case though.
He tried to sell me one,
and
I was
going
to buy one.
Thought about it.
$45.
That's insane. I can get one for
$10.
Bro, yeah.
Case. I said, brother,
and he understood. For like $10.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm not buying your $45 case right here. Like, I'm not even thinking about buying it.
The thing got gold specs in it? I mean, what are we doing for $45?
But he said, I can't put my finger on it. You look like a celebrity. He says, Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
I said, I get that one.
He named every light skin he could think of.
He goes, Dylan Brooks. And then I remembered how my hair was. I was like, I can't even
That's
really
it.
Fight
no,
it.
No, you can't fight it. You can't fight it. That's exactly what it is. And
I got his
tell you
tonight,
what.
Though.
Hey, he huge comeback the other night for Phoenix against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But that's another story for another time. We got Monday Night Football going on right now. About 12 and some change in the second quarter right now in the Los Angeles Go Chargers Go. With a 7-3 lead over the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, we are all Charger fans tonight because we need the Los Angeles Chargers to win so that way we can stack one more L in the Philadelphia Eagles loss column so that the Dallas Cowboys, when they get back on the winning side of things this Sunday, will be that much closer to taking over the NFC East.
Yeah. You need the Eagles to go.
Are we buying that?
Yeah. The Eagles need to go 2-3. We've got them losing tonight. We've
got to lose tonight.
We've got
them
losing to the Bills on the 29th, I believe it is. They play the Bills. The Eagles
I believe
do.
So, yeah.
And you need them split with the Commanders.
Which is not looking good, though, if we're being honest. Because Jaden Daniels, who was not good yesterday.
They're saving him for that game.
Elbow in. He might get shut down.
We can't have that happen.
He might get shut down. Now, Marcus Mariota, season vet.
Yeah.
Okay, if anybody...
I don't even think it's that crazy. I don't even think that's Cowboys hopium that they could possibly split with the Commanders. Division rivals and the Commanders. It's not like the Eagles have been world beaters this year.
No, they haven't. But yes, do you feel... I don't know. You almost wonder, would you feel better with Marcus Mariota at quarterback right now than you would with Jaden Daniels? And I'm not saying long term, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying for the sake of this year, Jaden Daniels has not been basically going doing his best C.J. Stroud impersonation.
Ooh.
Okay.
In a good or bad way.
Same. The exact same.
Mm.
All right? Because we all know C.J. Stroud. And I'll tell you what, and I'm saying this.
To carry your Chiefs yesterday.
I'm saying, but look, it wasn't anything he did. Let's make that clear.
I know.
All right? It wasn't anything. And
good
I don't
enough.
And I don't mean that in a, I'm trying to poo all over the Texans. But if I'm a Texans fan, I don't know that C.J. Stroud, I don't know that I'm giving him a huge quarterback deal.
Mm-hmm.
I might. I tell you what. If I'm Nick Caserio, I'm going to go ahead and obviously. I mean, you're obviously going to go ahead and opt in for his fifth year. But the Texans could have put the Chiefs away a lot earlier than what they did. It shouldn't have taken until Andy Reid decides, hey, let's go for it on fourth down from our own 31-yard line with 4 or 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter to decide, you know, then you basically just go ahead and give the look at Dallas Goedert just doing whatever he wants to do, for them to do their thing. C.J. Stroud missed a lot of throws last night. I mean, a lot of throws last night. So I'm just saying when it comes
to the defense.
You knew what the defense was going to do. But here, but. All right, in fairness, I mean, for as beat up as that offensive line was, it wasn't the offensive line that lost you the game last night. So let's just get that straight.
3 interceptions, no tutties.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he looked great, but yeah, let's talk about 8 drops.
There was some drops. Drops seem to be a trend.
Oh, no, I mean, look, Travis, thank you for your career. You're going into the Hall of Fame in 5 years, but you and Taylor can ride off into the sunset. And as far as Rashee Rice is concerned,
are you really trying to get Rashee Rice off the team? I thought you said he was a top 5 wide receiver coming into the season.
I thought he was.
I think you like drafted him before the season started.
I drafted him on my top 5. I absolutely did. And guess what? Right now, I
think he was number 1 over. I think it was Fred's number 1.
Wow.
No, he wasn't my number 1. Actually, maybe he was. No, was he?
I think he was.
He was definitely my top 5. He was definitely my.
He
you
was
know
your
what?
First round pick in our little draft. He was your.
No,
first
he wasn't. Pick. Brock Bowers was. He was my number 2.
You had no, the
Brock,
term.
Brock Bowers is my number 2, but yeah, Rashee Rice was in my top 2. Hey, he looked great for the first 3 weeks.
I think he's still very good. I started with almost
is.
All my fantasy
No,
weeks,
look, but. Is Rashee Rice still good? Yes, but guess what? The last 2 weeks, you have dropped 2 huge passes that you were needed the most. All right. Look, if we're going to give George Pickens a hard time and give receivers a hard time when they don't step up when you need them to, then guess what? That's Rashee Rice is going to catch some hell. And then oh, by the way, here's where my real frustration lies, and you know this. You can't have a bad game and then skip out on talking to reporters afterwards.
What team do you think has the most drop passes this season?
Ooh, I know it's not the Chiefs. I want to say they're 3rd.
Nope. Chiefs are not even in the top 5.
Are you sure that list is updated? Because I want to say I saw a tweet today that said they were 3rd overall.
They could have passed the Chargers. This list was from 7 days ago. So.
Yeah, no, I think they're 3rd. Yeah, trust me. I'm sure after last night, they probably passed a handful of teams. Most drops in the National Football League. Let's go with the Raiders.
Nope.
AFC or NFC?
Both AFC.
Bengals.
Nope. It is a B team, though.
Buffalo.
Nope.
Baltimore.
Nope.
The Browns.
Nope. Browns are 3rd. Browns are 3rd. But like we said, I think the Chiefs usurped them.
When you say when you say a B, like the city or the mascot?
Mascot.
Well, there can't be many more left.
I was going to say, we said Browns, Bengals, Bills. How many more B teams are there?
The Bears are the NFC.
The Bears.
Currently going to win.
The Broncos?
There you go. There you go, the Broncos.
Oh, really?
32 on the season. Not even counting this week.
They lead the league?
No, they don't. They're 2nd. There's a team that's even worse with 36, not counting this most recent week.
Are they a B team too?
J team.
No, Jets.
No.
No?
The Jaguars.
Yeah, they have dropped a lot of passes. Although, I'll tell you what.
Brian Thomas accounts for about half of them.
They're 3-1 or 4-1 since Jacoby Myers. He has been
and the Colts are the exact opposite. Colts done falling off a cliff.
Bro.
We got no Colts, no Chiefs, no Ravens, and no Bengals right now in the playoffs.
Did the Ravens get screwed yesterday on that touchdown to Isaiah Likely?
No, because they also, when they had a chance to get DeAndre Hopkins in the back of the end zone.
Mark Andrews. The ball. Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to pick apart stuff, but when you don't play winning football, when you have plays like that, I don't feel bad for you. Same for the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys got screwed and lost the Lions game.
No.
There's a lot of things that didn't go right. When it's a nip-tuck game,
you got to make those
like
little 10, plays, 10, man.
Maybe we can go back and forth about something minute. Yeah. But even the UNT one, can I bitch and complain about there not being great calls? Drew Messenmaker threw an interception on the play I'm mad about.
Yeah.
Where they didn't overturn. It's like at the end of the day, if you play.
They turned the ball over 5 times Friday night?
Yeah. Like if you, but two of them were controversial. That one and then the punt where they called it, where they didn't call the fair catch and they just took out our kick returner.
Right.
And grabbed the ball. But either way, like if you're playing no turnover football and there's just a bad call and it's like super low scoring, we can go on Twitter, we can go on here and complain. But when you turning the ball over a bunch, not playing good football, give up 44 points, whatever it may be, you don't deserve to win. At that point, you're at the mercy of up and down.
When you go for it on fourth down at your own 30-yard line, I mean, not a lot you can do about that.
It's kind of you put fate in your hands.
Yeah, you've put yourself behind the eight ball at that point. Real quick, I mean, hey, at least one of our alma maters is going to a bowl. The what bowl is it?
New Mexico Bowl, right? I get that right, Dylan?
Yeah,
you're in San Diego State.
Yes. I don't know that you sound all that confident about.
No,
it.
No, that's right. I was doing something else.
Yeah.
I did my TSN report on it.
There you go. So. Y'all playing San Diego State?
Yes, we are.
Yes, the Aztecs. Fun fact. This is a big game for Blake because this was the first school I ever applied for. Didn't get in.
Mm.
Clearly,
you didn't get into San Diego State.
They actually have, I think, some tough
What's
academics.
Their acceptance rate?
Yeah, they're it's a little tough to get in there.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not like Yale tough, but it was tougher than UNT. Dylan goes like they have a 90% acceptance rate.
Okay, take a guess. It's arranged. Take your guess. The acceptance rate. This is AI overview.
Blake wasn't smart enough to get in there, so whatever.
50%.
34 to 39%.
Okay, okay. Ring that bell for yourself, wherever it's at. Ring the bell for yourself.
Not really for myself, but just.
No, it absolutely is.
It's hard.
Yeah, no, I mean, 70% of people or 65% of people that apply don't get in. Not everybody can be an Aztec, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, now you know who can. Marshall Faulk.
Oh. Do we know anybody that went to San Diego State?
Marshall Faulk.
Do we know anybody? You and Marshall are friends? You talk all the time?
BFFs.
What was his number at San Diego State?
28.
Was it?
28.
Okay.
Check it.
I'll check
Check
Apparently,
it.
Apparently, Tony Gwynn also went to San Diego State.
Tell you what, not only did he go to San Diego State, he was on the basketball team and on the baseball team at San Diego State.
So this is a big game for me. My actual school and the school I wanted to go to.
Let's see. Hold on. Talk about yourself.
Dylan.
Find out what his number
is. I'm sure Dylan can look it up real quick. You don't. Okay.
See. Well, he didn't even ask.
Yeah, okay. he already has it.
We also have, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, probably the most popular.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
Why do you move your mic when you type in the computer?
Jalen McDaniels.
Jalen McDaniels, Minnesota Timberwolves. You hear me, Fred?
I'm sorry, say it again.
When you type in the computer, why do you move away from your mic? You make it like it's you can only type on a computer. You can still do both.
No, I like to move it out of the way.
This is him. For anyone on the fan cam, he's like...
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Throws his mic out of the way as if he can't have the mic there while he's typing.
He was a bucket in college, boy. I'll tell you what. Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk.
Oh. Is that all you wanted to? You got on the Marshall Faulk train?
I am. I just want to confirm that I was correct. 1992 WAC Offensive Player of the Year.
Ooh, Gavin Escobar. RIP.
Gavin Escobar. Was he a tight end?
For the Cowboys.
He's dead?
Well, I just said RIP, so yeah.
What happened?
Passed away a couple years ago. I don't remember the exact.
I do remember him being, because he was receiving tight end, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Played, about 2 or 3 years with the Dallas Cowboys?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, San Diego State. Why San Diego State, by the way, if you don't mind my asking?
I just thought it was a vibe. I have a lot of family from San Diego. So I'd visit there all the time in California. I thought it was really pretty weather.
It's a beautiful place.
And I was like, I don't want to be, I feel like UCLA and USC is like kind of mainstream. San Diego State felt like a little bit of, you're still getting that California vibe.
Oh, you're getting that California vibe.
But a little bit off the beaten path.
Dude, San Diego, I'll tell you what, San Diego is a vibe. Mad expensive, though. Mad expensive here.
He was rock climbing. That's what it was. And a rock climbing fall. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And San Bernardino. 31
damn.
Years old. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Gavin Escobar. Sorry about that. You hate to hear that. Okay. from the 469. Fatty confession is that I didn't know Blake was black. Shout out to the Twitch.
Why
LOL.
Do I get that text every show?
You get that. Well, you get it about once a week.
No,
I think it's calmed down.
I get it every show.
I feel like it's calmed down.
Well, for all the Tullos listening, I'm just as much black as I am Caucasian. So, right down the middle.
Right down the middle. San Diego State doesn't discriminate.
Yeah. Actually, they did.
Or do they? Apparently they do. Those bastards. Yeah. You could have been an Aztec. Yeah. You could have been.
What was y'all's dream school, or did you go to it? Is Kansas what you wanted from the jump?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Dylan?
I mean, I grew up a Baylor Bears fan. That's where my dad
went.
But no, since I wanted to be in radio, I guess UNT's kind of.
Sick 'em Bears.
Best bet.
Funny aside, though, I did. My mom, back when she and I were still friends, she was living in Charleston, South Carolina at the time when I was getting ready to get out of the Navy. And so I thought she was going to stay there. So I was like, all right, well, the hell with it. If you're going to be there, I guess I'll go ahead and apply to the College of Charleston. And so I went ahead and applied to the College of Charleston, got in, and then my mom was like, hey, we're moving back to Kansas. And so
why did Jagon and Terrell just say I didn't know Blake was black? He met me in person. We've met at the last Tolo event. We met in person.
I was going to say, he's being a smart ass. He knew you were black.
Send us to break.
Right now? Oh, damn. Okay, I didn't realize. I'll tell you what, time flies, boys, when you're having fun. All right, let's lay out the show real quick because that's what we do on a Monday night. No Cowboys over the weekend, but it was a full weekend of sports. The college football, which has everybody going out of their mind right now. So we're going to touch on that here in just a little bit as well. Of course, your Dallas Mavericks, they've won 4 out of 5 games, so we'll get into a little bit of Mavs NBA after dark. And, of course, maybe the better question is we're going to hear from Chris Mannix about this. Is it good or bad? Gavin asked us during the crosstalk, you know, is it a good thing that the Mavericks are winning basketball games right now? Blake and I say yes, but we have a different reason for why it's good that your Dallas Mavericks are winning football. Or Mavericks are winning football games, too. That's incredible. It's a good reason why they're winning basketball games. But Stephen Jones, he joined KNC Masterpiece earlier today talking about this Dallas Cowboy team.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely need this Philadelphia Eagle team to lose today, but his thoughts on George Pickens and where this football team is at with 4 weeks left to go. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Your text messages more. This is the Fan After Dark.
This next segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what, sometimes, you know, one of the benefits, I guess, of working the weekend is, especially now that we're in these new digs over here at Lakeside, is, you know, we got that fancy coffee machine. And so, you know, it was on the fritz a little bit this weekend. So, you know, I had to open some things up, next level tech support, and bada bing, bada boom, your boy got some Joe. And, you know, Chargers taketh, Chargers giveth away, and just when they had taken the ball from the Philadelphia Eagles, here comes the defense, and Philadelphia's got the ball back. So 10-3, 431, this is an absolutely cluster you-know-what of a football game. So welcome back in. It is Fan After Dark. I'm Fred. We got our boy David Elliott to my right. We got Dylon in the house. And, of course, your text messages and more, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. From the 214 Charger Bro here, you already know what the deal is, Freddie. My condolences on both your Kansas teams, both of them. I mean, last I checked, my Jayhawks won on Sunday. So I'm not really sure what you're getting at there. I do have a bone to pick with Fanatics, and I don't know if that's more of a me problem, but, you know, I was telling you guys I ordered some gear over the weekend last week, picked it up. They said it was a hoodie, but it clearly wasn't. It was basically just a T-shirt with a hood on it. So T-shirts, still, I mean, Fanatics apparently is well known for, you know, you order one thing and they send you something completely different. Of course, we all know they caught all kinds of hell for putting out crappy quality uniforms, so I will say, if baseball, yeah, it was just awful. Now, I will say, if you're looking on the fan cam, your boy's got a now, the one sweatshirt I did like that they got me here was this KU sweatshirt, so shout out to me.
That's
yeah. This is one of them, yeah. Well, you got a problem with that? You want me to order a San Diego State one? You want to get you one for your birthday?
My birthday's already passed.
Next year. Something to look forward to.
Fair or foul? Your dad sending you a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
You have to sign for. There's a big package. So I had to wait around my house all day signing for it. And then I can't open it. So I just had this big old package that I got.
What do you mean you couldn't open it?
He said, I got to wait till Christmas.
Oh. Oh, so you could, but he asked that you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
I mean, that's fair. He's saying something.
I mean, when you say, this is a big box. I mean, how big are we talking?
About as big as that TCU flag.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So we're talking probably, what, 3 feet by 4 feet, give or take? Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Yeah, you took the word out of my mouth.
I have no idea.
Didn't you ask for a camera?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big camera.
It didn't seem that heavy, so I'm guessing some kind of, like, framed poster, sport-related, would be my guess. I could see it being, like, some Texas or UNT.
Yeah.
Some kind of, I don't know. Framing of some sport.
What
thing.
If it did you guys? Okay, let me ask you this: did you guys take any pictures at the game, you and the fam? What if he framed it? It's a big ass picture.
I don't have it.
Of you with him.
No.
And he's expecting bring that to the studio.
He's expecting you to hang it in your living room.
Well, I hope he's listening right now. I wouldn't hang it. He knows that. I don't have any pictures of myself in my house.
Not yet.
I would never. I would only put pictures of myself and other people if I was married, and be me, my wife, and our kids.
Huh.
I love my family, and I'll put them in small little ones.
What about you and your mom?
No.
No.
Because that's a red flag. If a girl would have come over and I got pictures of me and my mom all over the crib.
I mean, all over, yes.
But I'm saying I have small pictures of me and my mom, me and my grandma, me and my grandpa. Like,
if you had a flag-sized picture of you and your mother.
That's what I'm saying.
That would be...
I have the, like, typical...
Let's FaceTime her real quick.
the simple, like, table-side ones I have around the house.
Well, that's perfect. No, that makes sense.
I have of all different family members, just littered and friends, but...
I mean, that's a green flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Small pictures.
I mean, that's more pictures than I've got. I mean, I'll be honest, I've got... I'm trying to think if I got any pictures of...
Zero?
I got a picture of me and my sister from a Chiefs game, and she framed it from like 15 years ago. I've got a picture.
That's how you know it was a good gift. In the moment, it was some minute. And it lasted 15 years later.
No, it's me and my sister. We're both wearing Chiefs. Back when the Chiefs were terrible. There's a picture of me and my daughter when she was like 4. Man, now that I think about it, I don't even think I have any pictures of my son.
Wow. Not a single one in the house? So unless you brought them up, nobody would know you'd have a son.
God, you know what?
Unless you audibly said something, they'd be like, oh, no, he only has a daughter. No pictures of the son.
It's a great question. I don't think I do, now that you mention it.
Well,
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I've got a little collage.
There you go.
I've got a collage of both my kids.
There you go.
Jiminy Christmas. Hello. Yeah, it's right behind my desk. Okay. All right. Stephen Jones. He joined. I'm sure he's got pictures of all his kids, as well as the Cowboys. Stephen Jones joined KNC Masterpiece earlier today. And, of course, we're all anxiously awaiting this Cowboys game later on this Sunday. Now, of course, we're all waiting to see what happens with this Eagles and Chargers game, but a lot of interesting questions and a lot of interesting answers from our boy Stephen Jones. And of course, the one question, and I can't wait to hear the response to this, if you're on the internets, and we know a lot of you are, especially on the Twitter sphere, you saw there's this one, and of course, you know, the problem with Twitter now is that one person will do one tweet, and then somebody will also just rip it off and basically do the exact same thing, but just try to word it differently. So, and I think I sent one to you where the guy that does the top five worst defensive plays, and he'll usually just do it from the same person.
Yeah.
Like Kyler Murray, like top five worst plays from the week 15, and then it's just nothing but Kyler Murray clips. Well, this week, it was Kenneth Murray. Okay. Top five, although he did get Deron Bland, did get one of the top five
mention.
As well. Honorable mention. I think he was number 3 overall. But Kenneth Murray. And again, we're not ones to bash people on this show without, and I don't want to bash Kenneth Murray. I've talked to him several times in the locker room, but let's not pretend that he has not had a good year. Okay. Kenneth Murray has been a liability at linebacker. All right.
The coaches love him.
And that's as politically correct as we can say. All right. I'm not trying to bash him. I'm not trying to go all Jalen Tolbert on him, but let's be real. He's been the Jalen Tolbert of the defense.
Yeah.
And maybe even a little worse, if we're being honest.
Because Jalen Tolbert wasn't getting that much playing time.
Jalen Tolbert isn't playing enough for us to really ridicule him. So why Kenneth Murray is anybody's guess.
It's made me just start looking at these college linebackers more.
Well, and it makes you wonder, like,
round one, we might have to get a linebacker.
Oh, no, you absolutely have to get a linebacker. But then it's also making you wonder, well, why the hell isn't Logan Wilson getting more time?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, maybe he's not up to speed yet on the green dot. Maybe Overshown's not up to speed yet on the green dot. And again, Overshown had an okay game last week. I still think we're not going to see the Overshown that we all know and love until next season. I think he still needs to knock some rust off. He says his body's okay, and I don't doubt that it is, but I still don't think he's where he needs to be just yet, and that's okay. He's still better than Kenneth Murray. That said, Kenneth Murray has caught flack and then some on all the internets and locally and what have you. So, of course, as a result, KNC, being the excellent interrogators that they are, asked, is all the Kenneth Murray bashing warranted?
Yeah, I think it's always tough. I mean, that's part of, you know, when you play, play professional football, play in the NFL, play for the Cowboys, you know, you're going to have moments where you get criticized. And certainly he's aware of that. Certainly, you know, as a team, we could have played better and, you know, have to play better going forward. We're going to have any type of shot, but certainly, you know, we are where we are, and we have to move forward with that. Yeah, I think.
I love it. Certainly, he's aware of it.
Has Steven ever thought about going into politics? Because he gives the best non-answer answers I've ever heard. He's not quite as good as his dad when
uh-oh,
it comes to talking
Fred.
Circles.
A team that's already battered and hurt, Cam Jurgens. Go into the locker room and you see the
Howie Rose. Howie Rose has been thinking about making a trade right now.
He just stood up from his chair.
Are we past the deadline? Who's on the waiver wire? Let me see what I can go do right now.
That is a huge blow.
That is, well, we'll see what happens, but, you know.
Still and, almost scored.
Still doesn't matter. Okay. All right. So, again, Kenneth Murray, you got to think his snaps will go down, but again, this is Matt Eberflus, so it's anybody's best guess. Does this team, in the midst of this, you know, playoff chase that they're on, 6-6-1, and of course they're still quote unquote in the hunt. Does this team need a mental reset?
Yeah, I think it's you know, obviously we had a you know, a lot of short weeks there, playing on Monday nights, playing on Sundays, playing on Thursdays, That's part of it. No excuses. But, you know, I guess it finally caught up to us because we certainly didn't play as well as we hoped we would play against Detroit. But certainly this break should help, help the guys get their legs back under them. And, you know, we just got to go back to work and get back and, you know, to executing the way we were doing before the Detroit game.
Love to hear that from our guy Stephen Jones. By the way, all interviews with Stephen Jones, with Jerry Jones, and of course with Brian Schottenheimer, all presented to you by Window Nation. And you know that's one nice thing about those Thursday games is that you didn't have to play on a short week because you played on Thanksgiving, so you had your full allotment of time, right? As far as the Cowboys were concerned, but you had quote unquote the little mini bye, if you will, that the Cowboys have had. So you just hope that whatever mental reset, whatever recharge this team needs, because again, the time for, well, we can analyze this. Well, can you lose here? Can you, you know, what percentage is this? It's like, no. You got to win the next four games. There is no room for margin for error. You have to win all four and then start doing the sorting out and the math and carrying the one. And
it's pretty much
this.
Just the Eagles. Pretty much just you and the Eagles. I don't think you need to start looking at all the crazy stuff anymore.
Well,
you got nine wins. The Bears are in last place with nine wins. And unless you expect all these teams in front of you to lose out.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
The Bears do have a tough schedule, but I think your best.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Line of hope is you went out and the Eagles go 2-3 in the last five.
That's what you're hoping for. And even that's going to be tough. Even that's going to be tough for them to do because I think it's as simple as if they win tonight, it's over.
Correct.
Probably. You know? Because you
you'd have to go 1-4.
If I told you that, hey, you're banking on Marcus Mariota twice.
Yeah. If the Eagles win tonight, then yes, you're banking on Marcus Mariota twice or Kenny Pickett / Geno Smith.
And that's not going to happen. And we'll talk about that because the ending of that game, if you're a better and if you're anybody that's trying to say, well, the NFL's not rigged or there's no kind of fun, funny business. Yeah, yesterday.
Jurgen's back on the field.
A lot of questions.
He's back. Oh, guys, I can't. I'm not staring at the
TV. It's not like we're staring at the television while we're doing this. Ryan Flannoy, what a performance he had the other night. Stephen Jones, what say you?
Yeah, I think he's, obviously a long physical player. He's made his mark to start with on special teams, played really well, and now, he's getting the job done and doing the same thing on the offensive side of the ball. He's been a guy that we've always liked. He's always been somebody that makes plays, made plays in training camp in the red zone, and you know, always felt like we had something there. But now he's obviously developing, you know, into a really solid NFL receiver.
He's clearly your third best receiver at this point, and I think he's only going to get better as the season wears on. So at least you've bought yourself a little bit of time, and you feel good from a draft perspective as that. And then, of course, speaking of wide receivers, you talked a little bit about during the crosstalk, George Pickens. He did talk to Brian Schottenheimer. Brian didn't say, you know, and I'm okay with him not really getting into too much about what they talked about. I'm okay with that. How does our guy Stephen Jones feel about what George had to say on socials?
No, I don't make any suggestions on social media. I don't do it, so I don't give a lot of advice when it comes to social media. I do know Shotty had a great visit with George, and I'm at peace with where that is.
Love it. Love to hear it. I think we can all move past the George Pickens story.
Well, will Richard Sherman move past it?
You know, he made his comment on it, which he said he wasn't going to respond, which then he did. I still don't have a problem with what he said. I don't think it was really that inflammatory when a cornerback that played at the level he did says, hey, and he questioned his effort. I mean, that's all he did was question his effort, which I don't think that was really that big of an issue. So whatever, it is what it is. And look, go out and ball like you did go out and ball the next 4 weeks and it'll all be for naught. All right, coming up next, let's take a trip around the entire National Football League, a little NFL stack coming up next. It was a wild, wild day yesterday. And of course, I owe an apology to my boy Blake Elliott, because you know what? Kevin Stefanski is a POS. What do I mean? I'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere.
And it's back to the Fan After Dark. If you are in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Appreciate that, Dylon. This is Fan After Dark on a Monday night. We are wrapping, what is this, week 14 of the NFL season?
Yeah, we're wrapping.
We're putting this season, first game this season with six turnovers in the first half. Obviously, we have not been able to watch all of this game, but looks like it's been a sloppy affair.
Apparently, there was two on one play.
Yeah, right? So it looks like this has been a little bit sloppy, but you got 2-8-4 teams, 10-6. Chargers with the lead, 7 seconds left to go in the first.
And the Chargers just screwed up big time. The Eagles are about to kick a field goal.
Oh, that was going. What
so
happened?
The Eagles kicked a field goal with something like 25 seconds left. Justin Herbert ends up throwing an interception around the 50-yard line, but there was a personal foul on the Chargers, which is 15 yards after the interception. So
damn.
It's like a 35 now.
Well, come on, Chargers. We're all Chargers tonight, okay? We're all Chargers tonight, and they're not making it any easier for us to be Charger fans tonight.
I agree.
Hmm?
I agree. The Cowboys should be first in the NFC East. Record aside, they only have one loss in division. The Eagles have two. What if football worked like how college football worked, NFL football?
Oh, my goodness.
And you just had to put your reasoning for why you think your team should be in there.
Could you imagine Jerry politicking for the Cowboys getting to the playoffs?
Well, last time I remember, nobody's beat in back-to-back week in 4 days the two Super Bowl champions. I mean,
you guys saw the 57 million people watch us on Thanksgiving, right? 57 million. Who else can say that?
Did we lose to the Lions? Maybe.
Maybe.
So the Packers lost some too, didn't they? So I guess they shouldn't make it.
We tied them.
And we tied the Packers.
We tied them.
With no Micah.
57 million people spoke for themselves on a Thanksgiving. They could have done anything in the world that day. They watched us.
If we really did do it how college football did, who is like Texas right now?
Cowboys. Hands down. Cowboys.
Okay.
They're the team you love to hate. And you know what? Shout out to
I would say more like resume-wise. Do you think similar like...
I mean, come on. They've got three. They've got great wins, and they've got really great losses. I mean, on one.
And then they play Georgia.
Think about it. Arizona just went out and got mollywopped yesterday against the Rams.
They're, I think, what are they, 1-9 in their last 10?
Yeah, and who's that win? Cowboys. Here. in Dallas.
Smacked him, too.
I smacked him. Game wasn't even close. Wasn't even close, man. Seriously. No, that was an ugly game. That was an ugly game. At home on Monday night for the world to see. Oh, my goodness.
We'll let Jake Elliott miss the field goal.
Let's go! Ring that bell. All right.
Two interceptions and a fumble. He threw a pick and a fumble in the same play.
Wow.
Who, Jalen Hurts did?
Yeah, so if you started him on fantasy, that's -4 points.
Well, if you're starting him in fantasy, that's a you problem right now. Okay.
He's been dropping like 30 a week. He scores a lot.
He does score touchdowns. Like he does put touchdowns like with his feet and all that good stuff. So
they don't go off like completion percentage or
passer rating.
Raw stats.
My aunt was showing me that. She was explaining it to me the other day. She's like, she got R.J. Harvey, and I was like, dude, who's in your league? I mean, where did you guys? How were you guys able to get away with this? All right, so I don't understand the Browns. I mean, on one hand, I mean, I just don't get, say what you want about how Shedeur Sanders handled the pre-draft process. I think we can all agree that he did not handle it well, and if hindsight was 2020, he would have done things a lot differently. But I think we can all appreciate the fact that, you know what, now that we've seen him in three games and we've seen him get a chance to play some football, he's a pretty good quarterback. And now, again, it's the Tennessee Titans. They're terrible as well, so you got that going for you. They only won their second game yesterday. 346 yards yesterday? No, I'm sorry, 364. He goes 23 of 42, 364 yards, three touchdown passes, threw an interception, but he also had a team-high 29 rushing yards and another score. He's only the second rookie since 1970 with 350-plus passing yards, three touchdowns, and a rushing TD in a single game. You want to guess who the other quarterback was? He's playing now. Not now. Not
Marcus Mariota.
No.
What was the stat?
I mean, come on, bro.
I'll go with Josh Allen.
I was telling him to get audio. Don't get
fair.
Josh
fair.
Allen. I don't even know what the...
I don't hate that guess. Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow in week 7 was the other quarterback to have 350 yards passing, three passing touchdowns, and a tutty on the ground. He did that, ironically enough, in week 7 of 2020 against... the Cleveland Browns. Mm. So, and he also joined Aaron Rodgers as the only other quarterback since 2000 to have 4+ completions of 50+ yards in his first 3 career starts. Now, why you would take him out of the game when you have a must convert 2-point conversion after everything he's been doing for you is, again, above my pay grade and above my football comprehension level. But that being said, there were a couple times where he had to, when he was on the sideline, he had to go to the backup quarterback. I think it was Bailey Zappi, and talk to him about something where Stefanski, you know, wouldn't even give him the time of day. Now, people may say, well, that's just how it works. And no, I'm sorry, but
that's your quarterback with a minute left.
That's your rookie quarterback. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't. And you know, it kind of highlights from 2 weeks ago when he kind of just brushed him off and, you know, first ever career went, hey, great, good job. I don't understand why Kevin Stefanski is so anti-Shedeur. Like, I think we're all past the whole pre-draft process stuff. Like, that's water under the bridge at this point. Like, we're now 15 weeks into the NFL season. So, I this is your quarterback now. Like, this, you have seen a discerned difference in your offense since you saw Shedeur Sanders in the lineup.
Who Stefanski did say he will be starting the rest
of the season. And that was where I was going next, is that, you know, at the very least, he has warded off any kind of, you know, guessing game for the next 4 weeks and said, hey, he will be our quarterback. Now, the interesting part to all this, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, and God bless you if you are, is that they anticipate and have already said that Deshaun Watson will be healthy enough to play quarterback next year. So I'm guessing you're going to have an open quarterback competition next year, which would make the most sense to me. Mm-hmm. If you're the Cleveland Browns, is, all right, look, going into next year, I would probably trade Dylan Gabriel. I mean, there's no point in keeping him on the roster at this point.
Yeah.
All right.
If he was going to start, this would be the year.
I mean, well, you already gave him the chance,
yeah.
All right? I mean, and we've already seen Shedeur Sanders is a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel, which we kind of already knew going into the season.
Hot take.
You know, I mean, I don't think it was blowing anybody's mind. Wow, look at the difference here.
There was plenty of people that told you the opposite, though, when they were playing.
I mean,
plenty of people.
I just wasn't.
He's just a better quarterback, Blake and Fred. You guys are just Shador Glazers. You don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, like,
he processes so much better. That's why he was drafted in the third round and he was drafted in the fifth, guys. Just watch. You'll see. He won't. How many people texted in the offseason that said Shador won't start a single game? We got plenty of those texts. He won't play this year. He's not good enough. There's a reason he was a fifth-round pick. Dylan Gabriel's better. Flacco's going to be there. Shador won't see the field. If only I could pull up those texts now. They're really quiet on there. Look, and I know he lost the game, but he played way better than Cam Ward, who was the number one overall pick.
Look, he outplayed Cam Ward yesterday. And there are things about his game, and it's been talked about. I mean, yes, does he hold on the ball too long? Yeah, but okay, that's going to that'll get better with time. I mean, he's had three starts.
At least he's confident enough to do it and not just getting the ball out quickly, scared to get hit, scared to make a play.
Did he give your team a chance to win? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Well, he was not in the game for the 2-point conversion, like you said. He was asked about it after the game in the post-game press conference. Let's see how he handles a difficult question. You had the best game of your life. You're not on the field to tie the game up. How do you think that play should have gone, Shador? And do you have any problem with being off the field?
Shador, it's Judkins on the direct snap. He was supposed to pitch it, but didn't and couldn't. And now he's going to have to throw it, and he does. And it's incomplete. And the Titans hold him off.
So that was the play where they ran a double reverse and gave it to Judkins.
Like,
what are we doing? And there was you were not going to score on that play.
It was a stupid play call.
Here's Shador at the presser reacting to said play.
I was thankful that I was driving down the field and we scored.
Did you wish you had the ball in your hand in that moment to tie the game?
If I'm out there any play, you know, I would wish I would always have the ball in my hand, but that's not what football is. Sometimes you got to run the ball. Sometimes you got to kick a field goal. You know, everything. That's the game. That's the most important thing is the ball. So in any situation, of course you would want to, but I know we practiced something and we executed it in practice and we just didn't seem to this day. So I would never go against, you know, kind of like what the call was or anything.
I think it's a very, very mature answer. Just that was the call.
In a crazy way, while I wish he would have been drafted by a different football team, I think him going in the fifth round, and look, you could say he should have gone in the third, fourth, second, whatever, was the best thing that could have happened to him.
Why so?
I mean, look, the change in him from Colorado to where he's at now, and even just the pre-draft process. Look, I don't know if teams colluded against him or not, all right? There were a lot of teams that we know that were turned off, plus there were a lot of teams that decided for – I mean, look, why the Raiders didn't take him is beyond me.
Brady's like godchild.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I would love to know –
They drafted two quarterbacks.
Hell, one of them you converted to a wide receiver for crying out loud. Like, I don't understand what – and you need all the help you can get.
And you have Geno on your roster.
Exactly. So I don't know what and I have a hard time believing that teams did it solely on his ability to play football.
Yeah, okay. That's hard pressed.
I don't see that as the reason why. And if it was Deion, if it was okay, like this guy thinks he's better than the rest of the league, so we're gonna teach him a lesson. Again, I wished he'd gone to a different football team. All right. I wish he'd have gone to the Baltimore Ravens because, look, they need all the help they can get. And I don't know, after what we've seen with Lamar Jackson, and you asked this on Saturday, maybe it might be time to you know, a restart for that franchise. Who knows? I know this much. Shador Sanders is going to be a quarterback in this league for a long time. I just hope that it's with the right franchise. Okay. All right. 1 hour in the books. Coming up next, let's talk a little NBA. What a weekend it was. Your Dallas Mavericks, 4 out of the last 5 games they've won. We'll tell you why it's a good thing that your Mavericks are winning games right now. Why? Stick around. We'll tell you next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.